case 24, pointer, stand on the summit of the highest peak, and demons and outsiders can know you walk on the bottom of the deepest ocean, and even the Buddha's eye cannot catch sight of you. Even if your eyes are like shooting stars and your intellect is like flashing lightning, still you won't avoid being like the spirit tortoise, dragging his tail, leaving traces. At this point, what is proper to test? I am citing this. Look, standing on the summit of the highest peak, walk on the bottom of the deepest ocean. This is a message given by Yakusan Zen Master Shobo Genzo, titled Wuji, Being Time. Dogen Zenji quote this statement in the first paragraph. He said, being time stands on top of the highest peak. Being time goes to the bottom of the deepest ocean. Being time is three heads and eight arms. Being time is a staff or whisk. Being time is pillar or lantern. Being time is the sands of change and lee. Being time is the earth and the sky. So being time is, being means the space of existence. Time is time. So being time is human existence. Your presence. That is being time. Your existence cannot be divided into the space or time. Time and space are exactly one. So when you see your life in terms of time, a process, space becomes quiet, silent, behind time. When you see your life in terms of space, space appears conspicuously, but time doesn't appear. But it is exactly with space. So, overall picture of your presence, so-called being time, is nothing to pin down. Nothing to pin down what it is. But that is being time. Your presence as being time is what is just is. What is just is. That is being time. Dogen Zenji uses this term. Being time, one word. So being time stands on top of the highest peak. Being time is, being time goes to the bottom of the deepest ocean. Anyway, being time, your presence, your life, is not the small scale of the life, seen from a particular angle, particular idea, whatever it is. Anyway, if you see your life from your telescope, it is not your real presence, so-called being time. Anyway, it is something you have to see it on the top of the highest peak, anyway. At that time, you can see everything equally, including trees, birds, the airs, and micro creatures and micro creatures, all beings completely included. But if you see your life from your just telescope, you cannot see other beings. You just look at yourself and criticize and despairs and disappointed, and then finally you can see the world from where? From your judgment, from your telescope, and then whole world becomes miserable, dark, melancholy. That is very common. Very common. If you're always happy, no problem. No problem. But we cannot live in that way. We are already right in the middle of trouble. More or less. Even though you don't realize, even though you say, I am happy, well, that is already trouble. So more or less, everyone is already right in the middle of trouble. So, you have to take care of yourself, which you have already trouble. For this, you can't see yourself from the very shallow perspective. So anyway, you have to be on the top of the highest peak. And that time, you can see yourself simultaneously. You can see all sentient beings around you, equally, completely equally. That is a presence, a real picture, overall picture of your presence in the so-called being time. And also, being time goes to the bottom of the deepest ocean. That means, what is your presence including? What is your presence so-called being time? Everything that's seen from the top of the highest peak, and you can see you, who you are, including all sentient beings equally. What is this? What is this? This is something you can conceptualize? No. So, next you have to go to the bottom of the deepest ocean. That means complete silence, quietness, nothing to pin down, but it's quiet. Quiet means silence. You're behind your life, behind you is silence. It's really silence. You can't see. If you live for 20 years, 30 years, you can get taste of what the life is. And then you try to share your life with the people through the words and conversation and the discussion and the philosophically, psychologically. But life, what you can explain with the word, is just a part. Just a small part of your life. There is another life, various aspects of your life behind you, which are completely silent. You cannot see. But you know, you alone know what they are because you lived. You have lived for 20 years, 30 years, okay? So, do you understand what I mean? So you can tell me who you are. You can explain your life, but still, I cannot understand just the front side of your life. I have to understand front side of your life and simultaneously behind the back side of your life, which is silent. It doesn't say. But real presence, presence as a being, tells me that is a personality, total picture, overall picture of a personality. For instance, if you sit down in front of me, well, already something there. I can smell, well, I can smell, I can I can touch it, I can touch it a little bit. So if you sit down in the usual way, even though you don't explain, I can feel, I can touch. So, but you don't, you cannot explain. Though what you can explain is a life which you can understand. But a lot of lives, a lot of aspects of your life, what you have experienced is since beginningless past, from beginningless past to up to now anyway. How can you explain? You can't. For instance, if I see the Zen master when I was a monk, I told you before, I was really jealous of Zen masters because Zen masters can do everything as they like, you know, because he's boss. His boss is really nice. So. But the monk, just like a janitor and the housewife and lots of things, and also business and sometimes social life and sometimes a farmer and many things. So every day is was really hectic days, and it made me exhausted. So, but my teacher always just work, and when he wants to do, just work. And he felt tired, and he stayed in his room and write down. And, and when the time, a lunch time comes to have a lunch, and he got up and sit down in front of the table and start to eat. I served. So I was really jealous. I would like to be the boss as soon as possible. but you know, they don't look at the surface. If you look at the surface of somebody, you become jealous, pleasing. Jealous and envious and pleasing to be jealous and to be envious. And, but you have to understand the life behind him, how long he has lived. What kind of life he has lived, okay, for many, many years. He didn't explain, and he didn't show me. But those are completely silent. But those are also silent, but it's really alive. What? As of what? As just his background for his life. So when just he sit down there, well, people are very impressive, very impressive, impressed by his presence. So that is anyway the being time. That is the meaning of the going to the bottom of the deepest ocean. Okay. You have to see your life, including all sentient beings, just equally. For this, you have to be on the top of the highest peak, at the top of the highest mountains. That means in many ways, at any cost, anyway, you must be generous and tolerant, magnanimous. Okay? Today, a person from California came to see me and talked about her, you know, children, because she had, well, the young boys who was already an alcoholic, so he was treated in the AA. Do you know AA? I heard today first time at the AA in the Minneapolis. It's pretty nice, and the best place in the United States. I was very surprised. So that's why she came here. From according to her stories, and she used to be also alcoholic. So that was a really funny trouble. Do you understand? If your parents are alcoholic, and your children and well, also alcoholic. So he is now 16 years old, but he already bumped and hit the middle of his forehead against a big rock, so he is now AA. Not only alcoholic, in many trouble, any kind of trouble in the human world. If you have such a trouble, alcoholic, addict, it's very difficult to overcome. So at any cost, you have to be on the top of the highest peak. Anyway, that means trust yourself. You should know yourself in a big scale. Well, don't look at yourself from the small telescope. The worthiest problems which make your life confused more and more, and you cannot get out. You cannot come out of this troubles, except. So, in many ways, spiritually, psychologically, and your attitude, and the physically, or thinking, or whatever it is, in many ways, you have to deal with your life, okay? As a big being, okay? Trust this. So gradually you can overcome. But if you don't do that, situation becomes getting worse and worse. That's why AA, assisted education in the AA, is wonderful, because to follow the 12 steps, etc., is believing, I don't know what kind of words they use. Everything is, I think, Christian oriented. But whatever kind of term they use, important point is, anyway, we have to trust this big scale of the world. You are already the being time, not the Karagiri, small Karagiri. You know, Karagiri is a being time, huge. Okay. So for this, you have to be on the top of the highest peak. That is magnanimous mind. Touch your head. Well, I'm okay. Not okay, but still, let's trust. Let's believe. That's a huge word. What takes care of your life? Support, anyway. So that is In the pointer, it says stand on the summit of the highest peak, and demons and the outsiders cannot know you. This is because it is big. It is big. Big scale of your existence. Because you are not you. You are, anyway, you with trees, birds, all sentient beings. That's why it's big. It's big. That term, Karagiri, yes, sir, but not Karagiri. It is something. So even the demons, even the outside, cannot know you. They don't know. And walk, because a walk on the bottom of the deepest sea, anyway, it is something silent. We don't know what it is. But that is really great, powerful, you know, things, quality to support your life, to encourage you in many ways, psychologically or the unconsciously or consciously. It's really help. So, walk on the bottom of the deepest sea, and even the Buddha's eye cannot catch sight of you. So, the silent aspect of your life. Tuning into the dial of the rhythm of human life, existence, with the trees, birds, that is completely something else. Even the Buddha cannot see, even the Bodhisattvas cannot see. Only Bodhisattva can do is doing with you, that's all, not see something objective. So when you do, when you walk on the bottom, in the bottom of the deepest ocean, anyway, Buddha cannot see you, but Buddha can be with you. Because it is not something objectified. It's really one. Okay? Long period of time of the life for the you lived before, long period of time, 20 years. What is this? That is something disappear? You should ignore? No, you can't ignore. That is already with you. That is big scale of the world. And also this is a real sight. So, the next, even if your eyes are like shooting stars and your intellect is like a flashing lightning, still you won't avoid being like the spirit tortoise, dragging his tail, leaving traces. Well, even though you can, you try to explain overall picture of your life, which is understandable, which is explainable, and which is silent. But it's very difficult. Even though you can explain, that is already something extra, so-called tortoise, dragging his tail, leaving the traces already. So that is, but we cannot silent, we have to say something, we have to act in that way, including the life which is understandable and also which is explainable, which is unexplainable. But you have to show, you have to act, you have to tell. But the moment when you say something about it, you say, I touch it, okay? But it is already, you touch. That is just like a tortoise, dragging its tail, leaving all the tricks. So it is already extra, something extra. That something extra is already something conceptualized. But a real deep, present so-called time beings,
And the thing in the big universe's perspective is something before you conceptualize, something you sure you live a truth by your tail. Anyway, that is the overall picture of your presence called being time. Okay. So even though you are very smart, practicing Zen for many, many years, and then you can show, you can tell in many ways, just like a flashing lightning. Okay. Flashing lightning or shooting stars, just like a rocket. Or your intellect is very sharp, like a flashing light, still you want to avoid being like the spirit tortoise. So still, if you say so, well, immediately, you don't satisfactory. You don't feel satisfactory because even though you say, I touch it, but that is already something which doesn't make you satisfactory. So you feel something loose. You feel lost, something. So that is a leading trace. Already, consciously, unconsciously, you live. You leave trace. So, if so, what is the overall picture of your presence, so-called, as the being time? So, next, at this point, what is proper? What is proper? Anyway, you have to take a very magnanimous attitude towards your life. Okay? But what is the proper? So, to test, I am citing this. Look, then the case. I am a grindstone Lu, L-I-U, arrived at Kueshan. Kueshan said, old cow, so you've come. The grandson said, tomorrow there is a great communal feast on Taishan. Are you going to go, teacher? Kueshan relaxed his body and lay down. The grindstone immediately left. There is a story. Iron grindstone Lu arrived at Kueshan. Kueshan said, old cow, so you come. The grindstone said, tomorrow there is a great communal feast on Taishan. Are you going to go, teacher? Kueshan relaxed his body and lay down. The grindstone immediately left. You have to understand a little bit Kueshan and Iron Grindstone Lu, who was a Buddhist man and one of Kueshan's disciples. So in the commentary, this is not so long commentary, so let's read the commentary. It's very interesting. The nun, Iron Grindstone Lu, was like a stone-struck spark, like a lightning flash. Hesitate, and you lose your body and your life. Means this Buddhist nun, Iron Grindstone Lu, was just like a stone-struck spark. Obvious, very smart, sharp, quick, like a lightning flash. But if you hesitate a little bit, even for a little bit, you lose your body and your life, means you are confused. You can't talk with her because She was very sharp. You cannot tune in to his, her rhythms, the rhythm of his, her life. So that is this iron grindstone. In the path meditation, if you get to the most essential place, where are there so many things? In the path of meditation means right in the middle of the Zen sitting. That is a samadhi oneness. That is the essential place you have to be. Okay? Right essential place, real essential place. Before you conceptualize, before you see, before you look at, you cannot look at it, but you can be there. So that is the essential place, that so-called samadhi. Okay? So in the path of meditation means the samadhi. In the samadhi, if you get to the most essential place, if you really experience samadhi as it is, that is anyway path of meditation, where are there so many things? That means that is a you do. You become one. You merge. You get the point of merging with the samadhi itself. That time, that is right now, right here, moment after moment. That is the point of merging with the samadhi. And that from this point, lots of things come up. That is a life come up. Dynamic life in the world, in physical actions, and encouraging people in many ways. So that's why where are there so many things? So many things. Where are they? Where are there? Many things come up. But you don't, if you do something always, day by day, for many years, you can change your life, even though you don't know. You can change. And also, you can see the many things which you have never thought, you have never expected. So where are there? So many things from that, samadhis, in the path, as a path of meditation, zazen. But all you have to do is day by day, just sitting. Just right now, right here, just sitting. It's very simple. This is essential place. You are present in. Now, where are they? Where are many things in this path of samadhi? We don't know. Anyway, but if you do it, it's come up anyway. So, this meeting of adepts is like seeing horns on the other side of a wall and immediately knowing there is an ox. You know, this is a famous explanation. So if you see the horn behind the fence, you know, oh, that is an ox there. You can see. Like seeing smoke on the other side of the mountain and immediately knowing there is a fire. They understand where it is, they understand. So if you see the smoke, well, it's already fire. So that means next sentence. When pushed, they move. When pressed, they turn about. Means, just like echoing. Your life, you and others and your friends and teachers, and just like echoes each other. If you say, echo this poem to your son, okay, simultaneously. that is a so-called samadhi. You do that in the Zen, which says samadhi. But in your life, it is very important. For instance, relationship with the mother and daughter. Mother says one word, so daughter understand anyway. Maybe two or three or four, maybe five, maybe ten. And then she can do, she can say, she can understand who her mother is. At that time, that is a really good relationship between mother and her daughter. Or, this is really great daughter, this is really great mother, okay, at that time. That is a relationship. And also, if you want to be anything, sports and painter and photographers, if you hold the camera, you have this camera talking about in catching the object. That camera is not object, this is your heart. Immediately catch it. So some echoes come out. Then immediately that is completely beyond intellectual understanding. So you can really camera moves automatically to the object you want to do. Exactly. At that time that picture is wonderful. Or sports. How about the football game? You know, the Viking, the other day I didn't saw the, I missed that game, but Viking did a very nice play. Almost Viking, they seemed to lose, but at toward the end, they didn't talk before fight and before play, everyone they make a circle and talk something and making a plan of what to do, okay? But at that time Viking didn't. Just automatically everyone do it, Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Wait, how can you do this? Can you do this? But they did. They did. Oh, of course, they lost, but almost. They win, but unfortunately they lost. But very close. So I was very impressed this play. You know, if you set up a rule or regulation and then let's follow. Yes, sir. It's pretty easy. And then you practice every day, following the rules and you hit like this and this, etc. But if you don't talk anything and just play immediately, simultaneously, how can you tune in to each other? You need, anyway, practice. You need to practice, you need a magnanimous mind. Tuning in immediately, your life, your moving, your motions must be just like a flashing lightning, immediate. And understanding immediately, touching everything. Okay? Do you understand? This is sports. And same apply to the art. Same apply to music. Everything should be so. Not only Zen practice. Okay? If you read this, then you think, well, how can I experience? you think that it is far from your life, but it is with you anyway. So that is this meeting. Addicts is like seeing horns on the other side of the wall and immediately knowing there is an ox, like seeing smoke on the other side of the mountain and immediately knowing there is fire. When pushed, they moved. When pressed, they turn about. question said, that is a question's story. So this is a very interesting point, what you can know who Krishna was. He said, after I die, I will go down the mountain to an almsgiver's house and be a water buffalo. On my left flank, five words will be written saying, A Christian monk, me. At that time, would it be right to call it Christian monk? Or would it be right to call it the water buffalo? When the people these days are questioned about this, they are stymied and can't explain how, of course. Do you understand this story? Well, Krishna didn't want to be born in the heaven or paradise or any place, particular place, so-called hell, the fighting spirit. He doesn't want, because he wanted to be with all sentient beings to help anyway. So, life after life, he took a vow to be reborn, well, as a human being, as a being, so living with all beings. So that's why he said, I would like to be a water buffalo. And then on the left flank, there is a name, his name there. So how would you call? This is a question mark? Or do you want to call it cow, water buffalo? So water buffalo means human physical body. Physical body is really sticky, and lots of egos and stinkiness, lots of things, you know, stubborn, pig-headed, you know, that is physical bodies. So-called water buffalo, so this physical body is exactly something different from a Buddha, because Buddha is something beautiful. But this buffalo has names called Kweishan, means the buffalo, water buffalo is a Kweishan who has his body. And mine, anyway. But that is not only water buffalo, so-called physical body, named Krishan, but this is a Krishan himself, monk himself, who can practice Buddha way, that means something more than water buffalo. Okay? Into the question anyway. What is a question? Question is a water buffalo? No, question is the question mark. Who walked on the path of Buddha's way? If so, it is not merely water buffalo. It is a question mark. Great. But watch out. Krishan monk is, anyway, great monk who is walking on the path of Buddha's way, but still he has to carry on his physical body to watch out. So he has to take care of. He becomes sick. He has to die. So he has to take care of. Okay. That is a story. So how can you call? This is a water buffalo, or this is a question mark? You cannot say. So iron, next. So when the people these days are questioned about this, they are stymied and can't explain. You can't explain. Karagiri is Karagiri. Yes, but Karagiri is a great being who is qualified to walk on the path of Buddha's way anyway. But it depends on me. Well, whether I can use my life as a water buffalo or as Karagiri who can walk on the path of Buddha's way. It depends on me. Okay. Well, you can be a gambler, you can be a bank robber, anything that you like. Iron grindstone Lu had studied for a long time. Her active age was sharp and dangerous. I don't know how dangerous it was. But in China, many monks died. Well, it was very hard practice in ancient times. And if you read, their stories, Chinese people loved very much, a dramatic life, very dramatic, shouting, and one of the very dramatic stories, the one monk in the inside of the house, and the bath house, and smoking come out from the house, and a monk scream, "Help, help!" And then all monks, rushed into the bathhouse, and immediately monks inside of the house said, "If you say something, one sharp, pithy word, remark, I can open the door." So say something, and then smoke come up. Then you scream, "Help, help." But he said, "If you say those one pithy remarks, I can open the door. Say something right now." But no one said. So only one man, one monk, took a key and threw it through the window. And opened the door. Do you understand? It's really dramatic. Just take a human life, inside burning, Help, help, no one. Even though no matter how long you give a word, "Oh, you're a poor boy." That's all right, keep your mind calm. But it's still burning in the screen. Help. And then you say, "Please say some pithy, wonderful remarks to me." But no. But one person you need is what? To throw the key. You need, this is important, okay? This is a good friend for you. Do you understand? People called her Iron Grindstone Lu. She built a hat because Iron Grindstone means she is very sharp and very dangerous person, and to grind up in everybody. So that's why people call her Iron Grindstone. Lu is her funny name. Well, even a woman, so don't be discouraged. Even a woman can be a great Zen teacher. Do you understand?
more than men.
There is in famous Buddhist man in Japan who came to the United States to teach the first time Lakusu Buddhist law in San Francisco. She is a great teacher, really great. More than a male Zen teacher, great. But she is very humble and majestic, modest, very modest. So she doesn't appear in front always. A little bit to take one step more back always. So very humble attitude. But she is great, really great person. Maybe that is sex discrimination. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. But I want to really respect this Buddhist woman in Japan. Okay. So she built the hut a few miles from Kue Mountain. One day she went to call on Kue Shan. When he saw her coming, he said, "Old cow, so you've come." Old cow means, Kue Shan called himself water buffalo. Okay. So that disciple, the iron grandson, Lu, was the Buddhist man. That's why he called anywhere, "Oh, old cow, so you'll come." That means immediately he accepts, And he completely accepts, and he invited her to his world completely, without no obstructions, very smoothly. But anyway, this nun really went to call on him to discuss, to have a dhamma fighting anyway. But completely, reality will be completely reversed. He accepted. So she was completely beaten by him in the first gate, First day. So she was great. That's why next the grandson said, "Tomorrow there is a great communal feast on Mount Tai. Are you going to go, teacher?" But Kueshan's temple is over 600 miles from Mount Tai. And then she said, "The great communal feast will be held tomorrow." But as all this, they didn't have an airplane and jet airplane, nothing, cars. And how can you reach, a certain temples of 600 miles away? It's ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. She said, that means completely beyond the words. So she was completely dumb. Forget the word. So whatever she said, it's okay. Anyway, she exactly be one with him. That's what she said. But anyway, she wanted to say something because she, in the original wish, her original wish was to have a dhamma fighting with him. But immediately, situation will be reversed. So that's why she was already in bad cities, nothing there. so she must be alone. But suddenly, instantly, like she wants to do something, so she said this. But that words doesn't make sense. So doesn't make sense means, well, already just saying something. So that's why next, the question anyway, relaxed himself and lay down there. Means he understood what he said, you know, 600 miles away, tomorrow's communal feast will be held. So how can you live? How can you arrive there? It doesn't make sense. So it's completely beyond the word. So she, a question, and I am a grandson, or boss, exactly continual to their spirit, continuous spirit. Anyway, tuning in, echoing each other. In a word or in act. Either way. So Krishan is over 600 miles from Mount Tai. How then did Iron Grandstone Lu want to have a Krishan go to the feast? Tell me, what was her meaning? It doesn't mean, it doesn't make sense. This old lady understands a Krishan's conversation. Fever, a fiber coming, a thread going. One letting go, one juggling in. They answer back to each other like two mirrors reflecting each other, so without any reflection, image to be seen, action to action. They complement each other, phrase to phrase, they accord, just like a football game, without any message, any discussions, before you play, nothing there. Just all you have to do is just in a vast space. No rules. But only one, phrase to phrase, action to absence. Persons to persons just fit each other. They are a core. That is in your football game. And camera, photograph, and also poem. You must be congenial to the rhythm of nature, exactly. Before your consciousness work, thinking I try to compose a poem about nature, beauty of the nature, it's already too late. You can't compose a wonderful poem. So only you can compose a wonderful poem only when you exactly get a point of merging with the rhythm of nature before your consciousness work. It's possible, it's possible. That's why we have to practice constantly, until you can do it, I said. So it's already installed. Okay. These days can be poked 3 times and not turn their heads. But this already couldn't be fooled one little bit. By no means, people these days can be poked 3 times and not turn their heads. That means how dumb people these days are. 3 times hitting, still you don't feel anything. I don't know how many often we should be beaten anyway, but no one turned turn back. But this old lady, I couldn't be fooled one little bit. By no means is this an emotional view based on mundane truth. Like a bright mirror on its stand. It is not the matter of emotional views, emotional discussion, emotional lifestyles based on mundane truths, mundane words, moral sense, scientific understanding, etc. It's something, anyway, coming together and work dynamically, anyway. That is a reality, so-called football game, which is not a concept, which is really alive, something. That is completely beyond moral sense, beyond scientific sense. But the like a bright mirror on its stand, like a bright jewel in the palm of the hand, when the phenomena comes, phenomena is reflected. And when the nature comes, nature is reflected. It's that she knows there is something transcendent. That's why she acts like this. Okay. Do you want to have some questions?
What was that word of the sun when who comes? Foreigner. Oh, okay. That foreigner comes and when the native comes.
Okay. When the foreigner comes, so foreigners are reflected.
I'm curious about Dharma fighting, Dharma combat. Mm-hmm. It seems strange.
Yeah, words is not a good term. Fighting. But that is Dharma fighting is to demonstrate your life through the words, which is not usual life and Buddhist life, big scale of the life. That is a Dharma fighting. So short, using the short words.